Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we're talking about turning your annual income into your monthly income. I'm your host and excited to hang out with you today. We have another solo show happening. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about AI, and it's because, oh my gosh, we are using it everywhere right now. And it just seems like it's more and more. And when I say everywhere, I mean, we're using it with our clients. We're using it in our company, my companies, two companies, and it's just been, it's been extraordinary to see all the things I didn't know and all the things I'm learning. And I feel like, of course, I'm just scratching the surface. And at the same time, what we're scratching the surface with, we are now sharing with our clients. And we're also going to be sharing it on April 24th at our event, if you haven't registered yet. So here's the thing. People are like, are there still spaces? Yes, there are still spaces, because some people registered but needed to be waitlisted because they're not available live. And when you attend the event, you actually have to be on in person with your camera on and your chat open, or you're not going to get what you want to get out of the class. So just making sure you know that. And really, like, if you've been wanting to learn about AI, it's a free class we're doing. It's focused on how to double your revenue using AI and how we're helping our clients do that and how we're helping our clients leverage AI, how we're leveraging it, and how it can really help you. And the thing is, once you start to really dig into AI and learn all the things that it can do for you to help you with your business, you're going to be blown away. And then when you start to play with it, it's even more than that, because you get to drive it. You're the driving factor, which is why today we're going to talk about the missing frequency, what AI can't do without you, and why it's the key to your next revenue leap. And I'll say that again. So what AI can't do without you needs you, right? And why it's the key to your next revenue leap. Because AI is transforming so many things in business right now. It's transforming tools. It's creating new tools. It's creating probably, tools that I hear every day. I hear about a new tool that you can link to your ChatGPT or your AI or whatever you're using. Some of you are using Gemini. Like, it's endless, right? Every time we look up, there's going to be another tool. There's going to be another way. So this isn't meant, like, I don't want your company to be overwhelmed with AI. I want you to use it in a way that is really going to help you. But I also want to have this conversation to remind you what AI is not, okay? You know, it's not a bunch of robots taking over the world. Let's face it. I've said some things to AI. I've gotten some things back, and I'm like, that totally doesn't make sense, right? So it's not 100% accurate, and people are finding that. But you can't just, it's not set it and forget it. It's not have it write my marketing emails and be done. It's have it write my marketing emails, or have it support my marketing emails in my voice. But I still have to feed it. I still have to give it what it needs, right? And I still have to lead my company. I have to lead the divisions in my company, right? I have to lead the creativity in the company, which I feel like AI allows us to be even more creative. So that's amazing. But it's not, oh, here, AI, here's my company, you're going to run it now. I think we can all agree that it's not that. You know, last episode, we talked about what AI really wants us to know about growing our revenue. And that was super interesting, right? About how, you know, AI is almost like another level of consciousness in your business. It's like you can have a conversation with it, right? It's there to support you. And today we're going to go deeper, because while AI is super powerful, it's not the whole picture. It's not the whole picture. You are still the frequency in your business. And I really want to explore, you know, what I don't think a lot of people are talking about in terms of AI really being your partner. There's this AI partnership, and why this is, you know, why this is going to be important as you scale in 2025 sustainably and beyond. With our own clients right now, there's just a lot of talk about the market. There's a lot of talk about tariffs. There's a lot of talk about, you know, what's going on in the world and how that's affecting business, because it is. We have clients who, there's a lot of uncertainty, right? And some, for some of our clients, their prices have gone up on some goods already, significantly actually. And maybe this week they've already gone down. I don't know. I haven't caught up with them. Like, it's all happening in real time. It's happening really fast. And here's what I want you to know. I don't think that's going to go away. I don't think that, you know, especially with the way AI is and just the way things are moving really quickly, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty for a little while. When anything new, I'm not saying that's connected to the tariffs. Like, there's a lot just going on in the world that's affecting. There's just a lot of conversations. My point is, there's always going to be stuff, right? For those of you who were in business during the Great Recession, remember that? We thought, oh, this is going to last like maybe a year, a couple years. Oh, like, it felt like it went on and on and on and on and on. And then the pandemic, it's going to last a couple weeks. Years later, we're still seeing the effects of that, right? And so the question to really ask yourself right now that I would ask myself is how can I lean into AI to support me through this, you know, challenging time in the world? We can call it that. Or whatever's going on, right? Like, there's always going to be things. And I want you to see AI as like your partner in business to help you scale faster, to help you become more creative, to think in ways maybe you haven't been thinking about how to grow your business. Because money, in whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a recession, whether it's just, you know, political stuff that's going on, the money doesn't go away. The money just changes hands. And when there's a lot of chaos happening, money is changing hands really quickly. So you got to think about, you know, your messaging, your marketing. Like, what are you saying? What are you saying to your clients? Like, we were talking with one of our clients about how to lean into the tariffs right now, how to make that part of the marketing. Let's not talk about it, like, pretend it's not happening. It's happening, right? So how do you lean into that? Like, what are some solutions you can come up with, you know, for your clients? How can you get creative? Because your competition's probably pulling back, and I want you to push forward. I want you to be the voice that people turn to. I want you to be the leader in your industry, no matter what's going on in the world. And I definitely think AI can do that. But what AI isn't you in the business. So if, here's my point. You're still, you might call it the frequency, the vibration. You're the vibe in your business, right? And some people are like, oh, that's so woo-woo. No, this is, I might use a word that sounds kind of woo, so to speak, but you are the energy in your business. You are the leader in your business, right? People look to you. And if your vibe is all doom and gloom, if that's what you're talking about, if that's what you're focused on, like, oh, it's the worst time to be in business. I don't know what's going to happen. One of our clients said that one of their clients is really worried right now. They're like, we might have to shut everything down. Okay, well, that's not what I'd be thinking about right now. I'd be thinking, what can I do differently right now to meet the market where it's at? Well, how can I take, well, let's go even deeper, right? How can I take advantage of what's happening in the market right now to be even more successful? Because again, as other companies pull back, I want you to push forward. I want you to look for the opportunities. The money's always going to be there. It's just changing hands right now. It's going different places, right? Like, think back to the pandemic. You know, people spent, and you probably did too, like we all did, right? We spent a lot more time at home. So where was the money going? The money was like funneling into the construction market, right? It was funneling into home improvement, buying new furniture, you know, wearing, think about the cozy clothes, like the companies who jumped on, you know, athleisure wear and wearing, turning your pajamas into clothes, right? They did very well. They saw the opportunity and they moved with it. That's what you got to do right now. And AI is a big part of this opportunity because in many ways, I think AI levels the playing field, right? Because if you think your competitors have some kind of advantage, AI can help you level that playing field really quickly if you lean into it, if you figure it out. And that means, though, again, that you have to be the leader. You have to be that solid frequency in your business right now. The vibe, the positive vibe, the let's make this work. I see the opportunities. Let's ask more questions. Like if you're not having a conversation with AI right now about how to catapult your business, even in an uncertain market, then you're not using AI the way you could be. I want it to be your trusted partner. But today, again, we're going to talk about what AI can't do without you. And I'm going to give you a little hint. AI helped me write this. AI helped me give me some of these ideas because I was like, hey, what do we need to let business owners know right now? I see AI as my partner. Let's have a partner conversation. What does AI want us to know? So I have five different parts that I want to talk about. Part one, what AI can't replace that no one is talking about is you, right? But it's also your emotional regulation in high stakes situations and high stakes decisions. AI can help you analyze, but it can't help you make the decision. It can't help you ground and lead. AI can't read unspoken energy in a room or with a client. AI can't do that. AI is not noticing the nuances of a conversation that you're having with a client. And AI isn't going to evolve you in real time. You have to evolve yourself. So who you're being in partnership with AI is powerful, right? You're the one regulating that, though. You're the one regulating that frequency. It's one of the things that, you know, in business we talk about a little bit. We definitely talk about it at home. Like we have an 11-year-old. So one of the conversations we have as a family is how am I emotionally regulating myself when something happens? How is our 11-year-old emotionally regulating? How is my husband emotionally regulating? How are we emotionally regulating as a family, right? Is somebody freaking out about something? Well, then how do we bring them back in? How do they talk themselves through that, right? Whether they're 50 or 11. And we got to bring that same thought process into our companies. Like, how are you emotionally regulating yourself when stakes get high, right? And continuing to lead, because that's what's going to keep bringing business in. When you can emotionally regulate yourself and keep going, business is going to keep coming in. If you're over here falling apart, right? And like, I don't know what to do and not asking for help or not raising your hand or not getting support, whether it's from humans or your AI or all of it, AI can't help you with that, right? So part one, number one, remember that AI can't replace you and how you're emotionally regulating and the frequency that you bring to your business. And also, your business has its own frequency, right? And how are you helping your business keep its frequency? Part two, the power of human AI partnership. This is what I love. This is the part that really lights me up. And what's cool about it is it's different for everyone. And if you don't know how to set up your ChatGPT to completely be in alignment with you yet, then you definitely want to come to our event that's coming up because we're going to show you how to do that. You got to be programming your chat, your AI, to be in alignment with you, to be like you, to be an extension of you. You got to tell it who you are. And there's ways to do that that a lot of people didn't know. I didn't really understand the full, I didn't get it. I didn't get the full scope of how to do that. I get that now. It's one of the things I'm going to be sharing. It's where we're going to start at the class on the 24th. So by the way, if you can't make the 24th, but you still want to do that class, we're getting people who want to be on a wait list for the next one. Happy to add you to our wait list. Okay. So definitely let us know if that's something that you want. So AI, as I was saying, is in partnership with you. It's, hey, everybody, I want to invite you to how to use AI to double your monthly revenue now, my brand new free course. It's packed with tools, prompts, real world examples, and workflows to help you bring AI into your sales, marketing, and mindset today. And when you join us, it's going to be experiential. In real time, you're going to be using your ChatGPT along with us to create new tools, new prompts, new things in your business to help you double your monthly revenue. Sign up now using the link in the show notes below. This is how we scale with soul, strategy, and the quantum edge. It expands what you bring to the table, but only, and this is really important, only when you're clear, regulated, and aligned first. In other words, if you're feeding your AI garbage, you're going to get garbage out, garbage in, garbage out, garbage in, garbage out, right? When you're clear, you know who your avatar is. You know who your ideal client is. You know what your revenue blueprint is, which is one of the things we're going to set up, okay? We've created a prompt to do that. It's going to blow your mind when you get there. You're literally going to be asked a few questions in your chat. It's going to show you, boom. It's going to show you what your revenue AI blueprint looks like to double your sales. And it's going to ask you more questions to start building that out for you. It's the cool. It's so cool, right? Because it's going to be in a partnership with you. But that, what we're going to do is help get your AI in alignment with you, in alignment with your business. It's going to help you understand who your, you know, where and who you should be focusing on, how to spend your time, right? All of those pieces that you might not be aware of yet. Like, you might think you're aware of it, but when you start to dig in, it's like, oh, I'm not, like, we're still looking for clients over here, but that's not even who I'm in alignment with anymore. Okay. So we're going to help you figure that out. Most people think AI is just to go faster. Like, we're going to get marketing done faster. It's going to save us time. And then while it does all of that, I want you to also think of AI when you're in partnership with it as a way to go deeper and wider into what you're working on. One of my mentors said, so powerful. He said, most of us only scratch the surface with AI because we don't ask more questions. You ask a question, you get an answer, and you know, you copy, you paste, you get the email, you go on. What if you asked that same question 100 times? What, like, you just kept asking it, and you kept asking it to be better, and you kept asking it to be more helpful, and you kept asking it, like, I need it to, you know, whatever. I need this to help me grow $1 million in revenue. And then you kept asking it and asking it and asking it, and you went deeper and wider. Where would you end up? So that's interesting, right? Wherever we're limited, or wherever we stop ourselves, that's where we stop ourselves with AI. And when we don't go deeper, when we don't go wider, and we don't ask the tough questions of AI, we don't get the answers. So I want you to be in partnership we'll call it AI's enhanced consciousness, in a way that goes deeper and wider. I want you to ask AI the most challenging questions in your business and see what comes back. Like, really lean into AI as a partner in the business. Part 3, this is also where what AI can't do without you, or what AI, how AI really can't help you, like, without you driving it again. And part 3 that I want to share is the 2025 shift in business. And most aren't ready for this. This is interesting. And this was in my conversation with AI. We're seeing it play out in politics. We're seeing it play out in the markets right now. Just a lot of things are churning. And whenever a lot of things are churning, you got to look underneath, like, what's happening? How is this going to affect business? And one of the things that AI was saying in this conversation is that the true currency is shifting from visibility, brand, 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 to vibration. People buy how you make them feel. People buy how you make them feel. Trust is going to collapse for brands that automate at the cost of connection. This word connection has come up so much in 2025 already. Like, if you're not connecting with your community, with your prospective clients, with your current clients, if there's not a connection there, the business can't grow. And those companies that are thinking that it's just going to be about automation, they're going to miss the boat. They're going to miss the boat. Now, you can lean into AI to use it to enhance how you connect with prospects and clients in a lot of ways. You can personalize a lot of things, right? But ultimately, that's not a human connection. So that's one thing I'd really keep in mind, is that the more automation happens, the more we will value a human conversation because there'll be less of it. There'll be less of it, right? And when we get something taken away from us, we want that more. Really interesting. There's a nonprofit organization that I know about that has 6,000 members. And they were just sharing recently that they haven't been on social media, like posting, for 2 years. Pretty big organization with 6,000 members, a lot of people, right? And they made the decision just to get off social media because it was really distracting and it was taking a lot of their energy. And guess what? It hasn't affected their organization. In fact, they focus more on community and connection. And this works for them because they're live and they're in person. They see people. But I was thinking about that, right? I was thinking like they're already making that shift. They're already on the connection train. And we're going to see more and more of that. AI can't do that for you. AI can't give a human connection. You can. And so I want you to be thinking about that. Even as you automate more and more, where do you keep that human connection in? Because it's going to matter. It's going to matter more and more in 2025 as, you know, trust collapses, as like, as people feel more disconnected. Part four, what I want to share with you today, you know, again, really focused on the missing frequency of you, what AI can't do, what nobody's talking about, what AI can't do without you is this. And this was co-created with AI. We call it the 3A AI amplification method. So 3A's to help you lean into how you can utilize AI to help you align, amplify, and activate. So first, when it comes to aligning, okay, you want to be really clear on who you are as a human. Why did you start your company? What's its purpose? What's the impact you want to make in the world? Why are you doing what you do? You've got to be in alignment with yourself, your company, and your clients before you start to do anything else. So that's number one, align. Number two, amplify. Once you have that, then you can use AI to amplify your impact, not your output. You can turn your voice notes, your ideas, your raw downloads into assets. You can let AI help you transmit, just not just communicate. Think about that for a second. Every word that AI helps you write in a marketing message, you got to ask yourself, does that sound like me? Is my AI, is my chat or whatever I'm using, is it set up in a way that it knows me and it knows my voice so well that it's actually amplifying my message? That every word that's being chosen is in alignment with our vision, in alignment with our values, in alignment with our mission, right? It can't amplify the message until you're clear and you've taught your AI who you are. It's really important. And then third is activate. When you bring all this together and you start to use AI and partner with AI to activate the things you're doing, to activate your messages, to activate and help you create new products, right? It's like you're going from aligning to amplifying to activating. You want it to come from that place of intuition, from that place of seeing your avatar, seeing your ideal clients, teaching your AI who your avatar is, who your ideal clients are, so that by the time you get to activating your offers and your marketing and your messaging, it's already completely aligned with who you are, who your business is, and what you bring to the table. I don't want you to underestimate that part because it's so easy to say, hey, AI, I want you to write these marketing messages for me. But are you going back and really looking at them? Are you challenging your AI, right? Have you set your AI up in a way, again, I'm going to go back to this, so it knows who you are. And if you haven't yet, you definitely want to join us coming up at how to use AI to double your revenue, because this is the part that people are missing. Creating that frequency, creating that alignment with you and your purpose in the world and the words that you use and the frequency that you bring, all of that. Like if that's not set up first, the rest of it doesn't matter. And finally, part five. again, if you haven't registered yet, listen, or you want to be on the wait list, this is a free class. It's a free class. What I'm seeing right now is that people either are in two camps right now, of totally afraid of AI and not using it, or, you know, like just overwhelmed by it, afraid or overwhelmed by AI, not even sure where to start. Great. Come and join us. Or second, using AI, maybe even using it a lot. However, their AI wasn't set up in a way that is aligned with their frequency, their vision, their mission, who they are, all of those pieces. And so they're not getting the output from AI that's really moving the business forward. So whatever camp you're in, part five is, I'm saying, I want you to be in the room. Why you want to be in the room with us live? One, it's also community and connection. You're going to hear that word a lot. And I'm modeling that. I want to be connected. I want to be having conversations with our community about AI, how they're using it. We want to learn from you. We want to show you what we're doing. We want to learn from you, right? We want to be in community and connection live with others. So if that speaks to you, you definitely want to be in the room. And I feel like we're one of the only companies, I'm sure there's others out there, but I feel like we're one of the only companies that's talking about AI strategy as a way to calibrate at a quantum level. So we're bringing frequency and AI together in partnership. And there's not a lot of conversation happening about that. Plus, at the event, you're going to build your AI-powered business plan from your highest frequency. And we're going to have tools. We're going to have developed tools using AI that are going to help you do it so fast. It's just going to help you get it done. So you're going to do it from your highest frequency, not your fear. It is about this is so interesting that AI has picked up on this, because I don't remember even, maybe I did have this conversation with AI at some point about nervous system regulation. It's just something I've been talking about all the time. So I guess AI is always listening, right? But that is, I think it's so critical and not talked about in business, because when you can emotionally regulate yourself, then you're being like, if you go from a quantum perspective, you're more grounded, you're more connected, right? You're just coming from this higher level where people want to connect with you. They want to do business with you. And if you're just in anxiety and fear and scarcity, right? Like, that's what people are going to feel from you. So it's like utilizing AI for emotional regulation. We're going to talk about that as well, because I have some tips on that. And again, at the event, we're doing it live. We're doing it together. I'm going to show you, we're going to do it together, and you're going to walk away with your AI blueprint, which I'm really excited about, plus other things, because by then there's a bunch of other tools that I'm going to have created. So we're going to include as many tools as possible during that time together. Yeah. And to join us at How to Use AI to Double Your Sales, just click on the link below. Once you register, we'll get you all the details and how to play with us on the 24th. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed this conversation about what AI isn't. AI isn't you, but AI wants to partner with you. And when you do that, that's when that quantum leap can happen. So thanks for listening. Hope to see you out at the April event. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.